Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy's home. Chief's there.
You know I'm coming straight out of the top. Shorty said she won't buy me, cause I told her the living called hard thought. Like it or not,
damn,
I'm coming straight out the pot.
Damn,
still got some egg in my stock.
Damn,
they got, ain't got a lot.
Huh?
We got, ain't got a chance.
Right.
We waving that thing in the sky.
Yeah.
We waving that thing at your body. We waving that thing at your eye. You got to watch your rear.
Wait,
I'm
like a solid day. With the rose like a sharp day. That's all about the food, they call it Barbie. She looking back like a blessing, baby, no way. And lick, I bet all that juice.
Thank you. but need to keep you sane. why they call you bitch. I wonder why they call you bitch. Look here, Miss Stank, hate to start your game, but you some money, younger woman, and you need a check. In the locker room, all the homies do is laugh. High five, cause enough a nigga played your ass. It was said you was easy, even easy. Spend the vibe for what you need. See, it's your thing, and you can shake it out you wanna. Give it up free, don't make your money on the corner. But don't be bad, play the game, get mad at change. Then you wonder why these motherfuckers call your name. Still looking for a way out, and that's okay. I can see you in the stray, it's a way out. Keep your mind on your money. And rolling, scrolling as the years pass by, you can shoot a boot. But you ain't trying to hit me because you're stuck. You're heading for the bathroom, about to get tossed up. Still looking for a bitch, man. You dug a ditch, got your legs up, trying to get rich. I love you like a pizza, but you need to switch. And that's why they call you bitch. I betcha. That's why they call you bitch. I wonder why they call you bitch. I betcha. That's why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. You leave your kids with your mama cause you're heading for the club and the skin tight. Baby girl, looking for some love, got the legs wide open while you're sitting at the bar. Talking to some nigga about his car. I guess he said he had a Lexus. What's next? You're heading to his car for sex. I pass by, can't hold back tears aside. Cause Lord knows, for years I tried. And all the other people on my block hit your guts. Then you wonder why they stare and call you slut. Like your mind don't understand. Don't have to kill your dreams, spot schemes on the man. Keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. Either a nigga wear a rubber or we die smoking. I'm here to rip, so you need to switch. And niggas wouldn't call you bitch, I betcha. Everybody call you bitch. Everybody call you bitch, I betcha. Everybody call you bitch.
Motherfucker, my city's on the scene.
They ain't spent, they don't do it. They ain't spent, they don't do it.
ladies on the seas. To the act, the clock and cease. Got it cooked the bill, got a wagon, riding 83. Stop a wanna play the act. Guess they think I'm playing crack. Motherfuck the 50, they can't stop me, got my corners back. Rockin', watchin', rockin' the wall. I left the cut and then I swore. Never be a stupid ass, I'll never leave a cut no more. The dope game ain't no joke. Motherfuckers would die for this, they go for broke. Rock house is open and busted. And the bitches got you busted. Pimp on me and I'll make bail. Hunt you down and kick your ass through the gold. Hell, are you light up on a female figure? Hell no, I fuck up just like I fuck up a nigga. Red, grab the pump. Bill, pass me my knife. Now tell him what's on your mind. You goddamn pants are tripped. The streets got your babies cause you're full of that bullshit. You tell your kids drugs the fuck up to hell. And you're geeking your goddamn self. But I won't blame it all on you. Your stupid ass teachers can suck my dick too. I walk around with a smirk. Fuck school, fuck curfew, fuck homework. That motherfucker damn cop. I never ride down the block without my gun being cocked. You won't get a chance to slay me. I won't see an accident like out of the lady. So when you step out of line, I'm going for mine. DOA is how they pronounce you. No suspect, no motive, no clue. When you hold place stop, I'll be dead if I freeze. I truly believe my city's in the sea. They
Vibration Steve Martin took the worst of everything and made it good.
The jerk.
No, no, and it's art. That's artist. That man's artist. Don't knock Steve Martin try to build me up.
We're rolling all the time here.
Yeah, Steve Martin's a motherfucker.
Okay.
You all love him. That's a great white hope. Shit. Ain't nobody else funny.
Like
Jory Bishop is dead.
We got that though.
Okay.
No, you can hold it steady. Tell him the job is involved.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
We're getting ready. Okay. What do I want to say? I want to say that we came out here.
I don't care what you say, because
nobody cares what I think.
Because if the Americans can kill themselves in a war, so nobody give a fuck.
You know who this is, Richard.
You go to Iran and kill yourself.
That's bad.
The Americans, the Jews did better. And I know the white folks is mad about that. Red on the tip of my ass.
That's not so far away, Rich. We should have hired, gone to Israel.
We should have hired the Israelis, so they know how to treat a Muslim.
We came out here this morning.
They land on a Friday and give them holy.
I'd like to welcome at this time a gentleman, as I introduced him this morning. We came out here to do this interview. We did a nice interview, and we had some technical difficulties with audio, and he's at his lunchtime now, and like
my
a superstar in more ways than one. Richard Fryer. Richard, when I introduced you this morning, I said that I felt, in my opinion, of watching you work and doing a lot of work here.
You're a nice person. That's why it's so fun to do this with you.
Because you really care. No, I am. I really am. The greatest comedian since Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin's dead, fuck it.
And they tried to steal his body.
That's right. They did
steal mine when I'm big, because I ain't going to be there.
But did you have any comedians you look up to?
I've never had a comedian I look up to. I look up to the Bank of America.
No, that isn't what you said this morning.
That's this morning. I ain't no good.
I ain't gonna try to be no good. This nigga should be in penitentiary.
That's what I'm making money. They're paying me $2 million to do this movie. Do you believe it? My grandmother just made that all her life. She's a better woman than you are, man.
You want to talk about this movie?
Yeah, sure. What do you want to know about this movie?
Stir crazy.
Fuck.
Now, Rick, Gene Wilder said that...
Wilder ain't shit. He's a faggot.
No, come on. You don't mean that.
Yeah, I mean it. You ain't going to put it on.
Is that why he said he was going to marry his
son? Yeah, he can fuck my dick. I don't care.
I like Gene, though, because he's funny. Did he...
But he's queer as a $3 bill.
How are we rolling?
How you feel, Herb?
He just...
No, I'm happy, man. Look, let me tell you something. I got money. I don't give a fuck about nothing. Because you all can, if they take my money, they got to take yours.
Okay. Did you,
Let me be intelligent like Malcolm X. The black man, the reason the revolution has come down,
I don't know nothing. Do you understand me? I don't know shit. I'm lucky. I threw 17 times. When my number's up, I kept the money.
Well,
the IRS has busted me already. I've been to jail 17 times. I've done all I want to do. All I want to do is leave Tucson alive.
And
yes, sir.
Okay, we ready?
This is a nice person.
Thank you, Richard.
If he was white or black, nobody would give a fuck about him.
We got that. Okay.
But he's a nice guy.
I started to say this.
I'm going to be serious.
Okay, Gene said that he thinks this is going to be better than Silver Street.
I don't give a fuck what Gene says. Gene don't know nothing. They ain't even edited it. This movie has just been shot.
Do you agree with that?
No, you can edit a movie different than it is.
Yeah.
The movie, they paid me. I got my money. Fuck them.
Come on, Rich.
I'm serious.
Okay.
Shit, you didn't let my grandmama talk. I'm talking this for Marie Black. Fuck all you motherfuckers. I got my money. I'm rich. I'm a rich, black, ignorant nigga.
I don't believe that.
Oh, good. You're the only one. The rest of them out there in the audience know.
I
draft some of these cowboys if they want to lynch me or not.
I think we're going to see the day.
Ooh.
Ow. I think we're going to see the day when Richard Pryor edits or writes, stars, and directs a movie.
Richard Pryor would never do nothing you all want. Richard Pryor is a criminal. I come from criminal people. I will be a criminal. I didn't get caught yesterday buying 7 pounds of cocaine in front of 8 police. They couldn't catch me. I am a lucky black greasy motherfucker. I am happy. I'm happy because Sidney Poitier is directing a $10 million movie, and it don't mean shit $10 million.
All right, let's.
They spent $4 billion on the Americans that went to Iran and they crashed.
Can I
people died, and it was all black.
Richard, can I ask you a serious question?
About young comedians. About young girls. Ask me about them. You don't like young girls?
Young
say you don't like young girls on television.
Smile if I don't like young girls. No, I like young girls.
Yeah, I fuck them. I ain't no good. I ain't trying to be no good. I don't care what y'all think, because y'all always told me my mother was illegal, my father was illegal, my uncle was illegal. He just had a heart attack 2 days ago, and he gonna live through that. I had a heart attack. I lived through that. Here I am. They paying me $1.5 million to do this movie. Fuck you. I didn't earn it. I don't know how much $1 million is. You ever counted $1 million? You have to have an account. A Jew.
Beep.
They may burn him up any day now.
If we got
I won't know how to count it.
If we got the beeper machine going.
But I'm wonderful. The real people will realize this when you show it at 12:30 in the morning.
Right.
The rest of people that work will be asleep.
What do you think of censorship?
Fuck censorship and his mama. I ain't no good. I ain't trying to be no good. I'm happy. I just stuck 3 young white girl pussy. I'm leaving town today. After they don't kill me. Breaker.
One serious question before we go.
Okay.
We talked this morning a little bit about a young comedian, my son, ready to get started. And I asked you, how does a young comedian get started today?
Well, a young comedian gets started by trying to do what he does and doesn't know he's a comedian until he finds out. And you can't find out you're a comedian by walking around like this black man with a gun on, and they'll kill his ass if it's a robbery. He don't know that. He think he's important.
And he's getting paid for it.
Yeah, they'll kill him. If they say it's a robbery, they'll shoot his ass for it. And he don't know that. He's doing his job.
Thank you. Repent. The Bible says in Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, that if you repent, you shall all likewise perish. It was described to me years ago this way, the best I've ever heard it. There and there. Repentance is you change from here to here. Repentance is a change. Repentance is a reversal of action. A military person is going in one direction, they make an about face. It's a change. This would describe what repentance is. And in 1 John 1, 9, it says in the Bible, and I would highly recommend you read it out of the King James Bible, because it hasn't been changed to mean some things that it really didn't mean in its original text. It says in 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sins, he, God, is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There is one thing that will keep the elite from doing what they're about to do. And it will. It'll stop them. They know that there's going to be a divine action of some kind. That divine action could be God stopping the elite. He could stop their worldwide financial collapse. He could stop. If America would repent, America didn't repent after 9/11. They should have. We had a collapse financially of Wall Street. 2008, they didn't repent. They should have. We had another financial warning. Today, America is not repenting. They're going on in their way. Jonathan Cahn made it so plain. Except you repent. Me, Lindsey Williams, you, out there in the viewing audience, America, except you repent, you're going to see everything that the elite have got in store for you, because we deserve every bit of it if we don't repent. If we will confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And God makes it so plain in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach unto any people. The sins of America have been spread around the world. We literally have transported our sin through Hollywood, through the internet, through our government. We have spread and contaminated the entire world with our sin. The United States of America has. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, for all have sinned. That's right, Lindsay Williams. I sinned and I had to repent. I repented and trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior and His blood and sacrifice on the cross of Calvary to wash away my sins. Oh, you've heard it. You remember it from Sunday school if you attended when you were a child. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish. You don't have to die. America doesn't have to die. America doesn't have to have a financial collapse. America doesn't have to have a new world order. You don't have to go this route, folks.
That's the guy you don't want to
be. You can go another direction, but it's going to require repentance.
Actually predicts cardiovascular disease way better than LDL ever did. Okay? Point is, when you measure LDL, you measure both. So, dietary fat raises your large buoyant. What do you think raises your small dense? Carbohydrate. Okay, so here's percent carbohydrate, and here's your pattern B going up. Everybody got it? So what did we do? What did we do in 1982? What did we do? We went on a high-carb diet, which was supposed to be a low-fat diet, right? Right. So, here's the low-fat craze, okay? Took America and the world by storm. Because the content of low-fat, home-cooked food that you cook by yourself in your house, you can control the content of fat. Okay? But when you process it, low-fat processed food, it tastes like cardboard. It tastes like crap. Okay? So the food companies knew that. So what'd they do? They had to make it palatable. So how do you make it something palatable that has no fat in it? You add the sugar, right? So everybody remember Snackwells? Okay, so 2 grams of fat down, 13 grams of carbohydrate up, 4 of them being sugars so that it was palatable. Okay? Well, we've just shown you that that's the worst thing you could do. And that's what we've done. And we're still doing it today. So when you find a mistake, what do? Okay? You admit the mistake and you right the ship. We haven't admitted the mistake and we haven't righted the ship. So we've had our food supply adulterated, contaminated, poisoned, tainted, okay, on purpose. And we've allowed it and we've let it through the addition of fructose for palatability, especially because of the decreased fat, and also as a ostensibly browning agent, which actually has its own issues, because why it browns so well with the sugar in it actually is what's going on in your arteries, because that's causing what we call protein glycation and cross-linking, which is actually contributing to atherosclerosis. So it works on your steak on the grill, it works in your arteries the same way. Okay? And removal of fiber also. Now, why did we remove fiber from our diet? We as human beings walking the earth 50,000 years ago, used to consume 100 to 300 grams of fiber per day. We now consume 12. Why? What did we do? We took the fiber out. So why did we take the fiber out? Well, it takes too long to cook, takes too long to eat, and shelf life. Okay? So people ask me, what's the definition of fast food? Fiberless food. Okay, I dare you, other than a salad, I dare you to go to any fast food restaurant and find anything on their menu that they actually have to cook that has more than 1 gram of fiber in it, because there isn't any, and that's on purpose, because they take the fiber out, because that way they can freeze it, ship it around the world, and cook it up fast, and not only is it fast cooking, but it's fast eating, which also causes its own satiety issues. Bottom line, we have a typhoon on our hands. Okay. And then finally, the last issue was the substitution of trans fats, which are clearly a disaster. But those have been going down because we know that those are a problem. So we've gotten rid of most trans fats, not completely, but most. Okay. So this is it. This is what we've done over the last 30 years. Okay, now to the biochemistry. Okay. Now, how many of you here have taken biochemistry? About 25%. I am going to show you a lot of reactions in excruciating detail. If you've studied biochemistry, you will have an anaphylactic reaction. If you haven't studied biochemistry, you will fall asleep. So what I'm going to suggest that you all do is just let me do my thing to show you that it, at least it works, and just count the arrows. Okay? You can do that, right? Can you just count the arrows? It's not like counting sheep.
And understand the realities of the world,
okay? Just
while ensuring that we never accepted the status quo as inevitable. I came to realize that this, in and of itself, was a very purposeful form of education. One of my favorite educators, Brazilian author and scholar Paulo Freire, speaks quite explicitly about the need for education to be used as a tool for critical awakening and shared humanity. In his most famous book, Pedagogy of the Oppressed, he states, "No one can be authentically human while he prevents others from being so." Now, I've been thinking a lot about this lately, this idea of humanity, and specifically who in this world is afforded the privilege of being perceived as fully human. Over the course of the past several months, the world has watched as unarmed black men and women have had their lives taken at the hands of police and vigilantes. These events... ...and all that has transpired after them have brought me back to my own childhood and the decisions that my parents made about raising a black boy in America that growing up, I didn't always understand in the way that I do now.
Live, greatest of days, and supreme science, timeless motion. We know the deal here. Welcome to the Supreme Being's transmission. It's brought to you live, the center of the wilderness, North America, the can see state that will awaken. The thinking minds. We're right back on here again. Let's see, we had Lindsey Williams. He's got a prediction now. We're gonna hopefully I can get the clip. He's claiming a dollar collapse on May 28th of this year. We have to put this clown on blast on this stuff here on these falls. Bullshit on selling his DVD, even though he is a European. you know, people like that still should be exposed. A lot taking place. That's where I just got back about 3 days ago. So I retrieved a lot of information and wisdom in my stay there. Wow. It's just so much. Anyway, what a nice idea and topic will be on the rising above the superficial. The superficial mind of the inner soul. And basically on how you rise beyond the superficial plane is you have to look into the unseen or look into the mental or the thing that's not visible. And you must remember every thought that comes, it was, or every action, we'll say, that takes place, it was a thought originally before it manifested. So it stays in accord with our creation. That's thought, mental, and the manifestation on the levels of three, which is ratification. I've been teaching this for quite a long time. I'll give a few examples. I'm not going to be here all night giving examples because I've been teaching this for years. Although, for those who need to write it down and write down this creative formula, write it down. As I said earlier, thought, idea, manifestation, or spiritual, mental, physical. Here's some examples. You calling in tonight or joining the broadcast, it was a thought first. The thought was, I want to hear Supreme or the Supreme Creator, whomever, tonight on the broadcast, see what he's talking about. That's a thought. Then the idea comes on how you're going to do it. You're going to use a phone, or you're going to call me directly or talk to me directly. You're going to come see me. Anyways, you have to think about it. You have to think, is that possible? Can you do that? No. When you call, is there a number that you can reach? Yes. So that's the mental. And then the last is the ratification, the physical manifestation of what you were thinking. I don't even know if you have to go to the store. You have to have the thought, then how you're going to get there. Are you going to drive? You're going to walk? You're going to catch a bus? What you need to get there. Or as I always say, a thought on what you're going to cook every day or tomorrow or the next day. You're going to have the thought first. I want to make spaghetti or baked fish or whatever you use. Then you got to figure out how you're going to get it. Do you need to go to the store? So the physical and third level, which is ratification, that's spiritual, mental, physical, or they say Father, Son, Holy Ghost. In essence, the three, which represents ratification.
So I don't want to get too much. Like I said, I've been teaching on this for quite a while.
And everything is absolute. If you can prove otherwise, you simply press 1. Calling here, press 1, and come on and prove the absolute truth other than what it is. Or you can try to. You know, I don't think I've ever had anybody that called in after being asked to call in to disprove absolute truth. I've never had that happen. There may have been people calling in, making a fool of themselves and coming on clowning. I will make the truth other than the truth. That will never happen.
Because you can't do it. Anyways, back on to tonight's idea.
So rising above this physical thing here is looking at the idea of things, which is for its essence. That requires a lot of thought or thinking into an idea. As we say, the signs or the science. You know, we had signs today it was going to rain earlier. Then the signs, the sun was coming out because the clouds start to go away. So reading into the science of things, you know, on people that you meet every day on your everyday life, you know, on what type of person they are they somebody you want to be around? Are they safe to be around? Are they trustworthy? You have to evaluate all those things so that you stay drama-free and sucker-free. Those are the elements or the science that you'll need to make sure that you're in touch. I'm such a grand master at it, I could be amongst a person, they can't affect me because I get your thoughts before you do it. Simply that, what that means is your thought pattern is so common, I've seen it a billion times already, so I already know how that plays out. You know, it's like being with a woman that all she knows is to pop her booty. She's nobody original. She's a million people. Are millions of people. So you know at that type that eventually all she's going to do, if she's even any good in bed, you know, and then you ain't going to be able to do nothing else with her because that's all she knows how to do. That's the science or the science of it. So when you read that, then you have an advantage to prepare a plan ahead so that you don't be affected by another's ignorance. All right. Let's see here. Speaking on a superficial, there's a lot taking place, as we already know, and we've been knowing for quite some time about all-out war, and it is going on. The main objective by the made devil, because he's made to do this, is to not just cripple your community, although to cripple you by ridding the king, basically, the most valuable piece. And we talk all the time about chess. You know, lose the game by losing a pawn or your bishop or even your queen. The checkmate is when the king now is. And recall, chess is not checkers. In other words, to checkmate, it has to be just the moves that are set on the board. They have to be justified. Peace or to take that king. A lot of people don't realize that. Same as a checkmate. Checkmate has to be justified. Sometimes people think they have a checkmate. It's not a checkmate because the checkmate has to be done where the king cannot move anywhere. So if he's got another move, or even if there's a such thing as a stalemate you can get. If you move and the king he doesn't have the ability to go anywhere because you're in the spots, but you didn't checkmate him, that's a stalemate. Because you didn't mate him. So
Here, this world is playing a game of chess here. I'm going to read the King James Bible here on some of these things. I'm just going to read here, and I'll get to what I'm trying to point out here. It says, "And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive." Now, this is, of course, dealing with an ancient pharaoh, or you call ancient times or whatever. Same mentality. You have the modern-day pharaoh, which is today, or America, or the modern-day Babylon is America. Although the modern-day pharaohs or the Catholic Church and the or the Pope or the now Queen of England, these are your modern-day pharaohs. Or the elite, in better words. Although, look how they dealt back then. It says here, every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save. So spare the female, kill and destroy the male. Do we look at that literally? No. Today, that is mentally and spiritually. When you have a community or a nation where your sons are being feminized at birth because society is telling them it's okay, or they're being feminized with all of the feminine energies from their single mother. The dad has been cast, or that child automatically, without any law or firmness, it has been born and cast into the river. While the daughter now is safe, so the female saves more. You don't see, as far as these Negroes, you don't see the females dying as much as the males. Or being locked up. We already know this. Although this is chess. This isn't checkers. This deals with strategic planning. All right, let's go to Acts 7:19. It says, "He dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our ancestors by forcing them to throw out their newborn babies so that they would die." Hebrews 11:23, "My faith, Moses' parents told him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict." Genesis 41:1, "When 2 full years had passed, Pharaoh had dreamed he was standing by the Nile." Let's see. So here's one. What's this? Proverbs 27:4. "Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous. But who is able to stand before envy?" We'll get into some of that now because remember, your Lord says he's a jealous God or an envy God. So here you're saying envy and jealousy. Who is able to stand before envy compared to the wrath of cruel and anger and outrage, which he's an angry God as well. Because you have all of these wraths and different things. So it's describing a being with emotions. You know, a ghost can't get angry. It doesn't have, in order to have anger, you got to have a human emotion. That's a human emotion, an expression. Ghosts or spirits don't have anger. You as a spirit or your spirit self don't get angry. That emotion comes from dealing and having a human experience to where someone or something annoys you or upsets you or angers you. That has to be experienced in the flesh. Free from your emotions. So anyways, just pointing out some things. Let's see here. So as I was saying on the war here, which you guys should be listening, especially Negroes. Black people, we already know most of this, although we need to really understand the urgencies of what we're really dealing with here. And it's not toward us so much, just the chess mind of seeing the science in that. So that maybe you can teach and show others the mind of chess as opposed to them playing checkers. See here, Pharaoh was worried about the Hebrews who were becoming too numerous and strong for him and his army to control. That is, this continued to happen, or if this was to continue to happen, that eventually they would join with the other enemies of Egypt and challenge Pharaoh's army. So, of course, this is about power. You know, that's why you all people are controlled as slaves, meaning they don't make their own decisions because of these people's fear of maintaining their power. In other words, if people are able to think for themselves and do for themselves, then these people won't have the type of power that they have over people. Telling you what to eat and things like that. They might not tell you directly what to eat, although they do because, well, actually they tell you indirectly by only allowing you to buy a certain food in your store. In other words, things that you don't have an option, or they're telling you what to get because your option is only what they allow you to have. So you're like a child, and that includes myself in there also until we have our own. We're like children eating whatever the mother decides. A child doesn't have an option. Even if a child knows how to get his own food, you still ain't got no option on what you're going to eat, what you're not. Because whatever the parents brought into that home or to the house or whatever is available in the refrigerator is what you're going to eat. So if there's chitlins in the refrigerator or ham hocks or whatever, that's what you're going to be raised on. Or bologna or whatever. If there's lettuce and tomatoes, if they're vegan, ain't no meat in there, that's what you're going to be living on. So it's the same chess mentality that I'm pointing out here. All right, let me take a break here or give y'all a break. I don't need a break. Let you digest what I'm saying. And I'll be returning.
Opposition of the mind disorder. These are so habit fixers. You are with the woman you are with, not merely for who she is, but for what she represents. Michael Jordan married that young white model, not because he loved her, for what she represented to a blue, black, purple man who was picked on and bullied for his richly melanated skin his whole life. And despite the fact he was Michael Jordan, he saw in that woman an escape from his own color. And when
that my baby ain't as black as I am. The interracial marriage to miscegenation is nothing more than a self-inflicted eugenocidal campaign by black men to lighten up their DNA because they can't stand what their mothers look like.
Mm.
I was going to condemn the white woman. She ain't done nothing to me. It ain't her fault. It's our fault for running away from our own women. She was good enough for you in slavery, but she ain't good enough for you now. She was good enough for you in Jim Crow, but she ain't good enough for you now. She was good enough to lick your wounds during the Black Power movement, but now she ain't good enough for you no more.
Right.
Really now? Up until 1957, 67, you weren't even allowed to marry a black woman, a white woman in certain states. And ever since then, the Supreme Court overturned interracial marriage, black men have been marrying outside of their race more. There's a man of every other race in America put together. So there's no way in hell you can convince me that's purely about love, because if it is, explain to me, brother, why is it you seem to have jungle fever more than everybody else put together? Don't get me wrong. I know some sisters got issues. Give my damn nerves, you'll put your business in the street. I know this. I know my sister. You don't treat her right at the end of the issue. You'll sell your social at that time. I know she can get bucks, but so can you. And if she can put up with your ass, you can put up with hers. We get it together. We family. If one rides, we all ride. If one falls,
all right. Another idea of supreme knowledge for one to have on this level and degree in time. I noticed he was mentioning about sister and brother this, sister that. Remember, it's chess again, not checkers. You all better be careful on this generalizing. Because remember, checkers is where you generalize. Chess is when you have to strategically plan something or thinking ahead. You have to constantly see things ahead. Vision, foresight. So when you generalize something, you talk about my sisters, my brothers, and all that. You know, you included niggas with you. And when you're doing that, you're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up for niggas to come in and destroy you. And they will. And you're going to just, you by you generalizing skin instead of who and what that person is within. I said the other day, I deal with more white folks than I do niggas. I do very little with niggas, as a matter of fact. So I don't fuck with niggas. If I'm going to deal with a devil, I'm going to deal with somebody I know that's naturally like that. And at least they're trying, at least the white boy is trying to stop what he's doing. This is nature. Or at least they're trying to go against their nature. That's why I might fuck with them over some niggas. Because the white folks, they're trying to, you know, they're really trying. I mean, I know the nature of them, they're a bunch of damn devils. Although they're trying. I can dialogue with them. I can trust them better than I can trust you niggas. So why would I checkers and generalize a bunch of damn animals equal, equivalent to me, and give them the same respect or justification or representation as myself? Not going to happen. It's almost like calling everybody your friend. You know, everybody's not your friend. That has to be earned. So that brother and sister bullshit, that has to be earned. You don't just go around throwing that away. That is a foolish practice and mentality that needs to stop today or else. You all will continue to stay in the crabs in the barrel. You continue to be a crab. So, going on with the old
story,
I was last mentioned about the control thing. To prevent this, he forced the Hebrews into labor, hoping that it would break their spirit and make them easier to control or deal with. So that's kind of similar on what you see today as far as people always having to work. That's a major part also as well. You know, most people, when you're in the working world like that, you're working so much that you don't have time for yourself, your children. You know what I mean by yourself? I mean, people don't have time to go to the gym or to exercise or to eat a wholesome meal or a healthy meal because you got to get up in the morning, or you don't have time, or you're too tired to cook from the job. So job simply means robbing you of your energy. So how you're being robbed of your energy is you're not able to attend to you or your family. Your kids are at the babysitter. I'm talking about both mothers and fathers, or if it's even single mothers. So that is these people playing chess with your life, the unobvious. So when this didn't work and their population continued to grow and thrive, he sought to prevent a future revolt by having the midwives kill all the baby boys born to Hebrew women. So y'all say, oh, that was literal. You know, hey, we don't have to worry about that. The midwives killed the boy babies and different things. How about it? Yeah, there's various types of death. Various ones. There's a physical death. We all know the most obvious and finality of life, which is your physical death. Although there's many deaths. People die emotionally. There's a mental death. There is, you know, death only means you're not around. You're not a part of. You're not there. So as far as different ideas and different things that you don't know, you're not there. It's like you're not in existence. So you can die emotionally, mentally, physically. You can die financially. Some people, you know, they say they crashed or they went bankrupt. They died financially. Any of those things could be resurrected or, rebirth again. Even life itself can be rebirth or reincarnation. So there's many ways to be killed. So it says here, he sought to prevent a future revolt by having the midwives kill all the baby boys born to the Hebrew women. This also did not work because many of the Hebrew women delivered to their own without the help of a midwife. So to ensure that all the baby boys would be killed away, the Pharaoh ordered that they all be thrown into the river. And that's that parable I was reading earlier. where I mentioned about, I read where the Pharaoh wanted to throw boy babies into the river. I mentioned about sending the boy babies into the river. This is happening on a modern scale. They're targeting the same Pharaoh, the same Babylon of then, or the Babylon that you live in today, is doing the same tactics as the Babylon of the Pharaoh of the ancient. That's why we say the modern day Babylon. They are targeting, they can't literally, or they're not literally killing your boy babies, but they're killing them by taking away your males, by homosexualizing them, by making them single fathers, or single boys without a father, or single home, that would be. Single home settings that these boys are coming through that is killing them because they have to go to the streets for their manhood. They got to find out how tough they got to be or how they're seeking their masculinity, their toughness. But they know not females. They're not supposed to be soft and cuddly and whatnot. They're seeking, you know, how hard and tough they can be. Because their father wasn't there teaching them the masculinity. Now he's got to go to the streets to learn it. And the streets is going to tell him, since the streets don't know neither, or his peers, they come from the same background. So since they don't know it either, then all he knows is a physical shell of so-called toughness and masculinity. You don't have inner strength on how to be firm or how not to eat certain things. I mean, that toughness, how to think a certain way, that's a toughness. How to be there for your children, that's a mental toughness. You got to be tough in this world for that. You are more in some outer, you're innerly weak because the slightest sign of trouble or adversity, you run. But you have that outer shell appearance of toughness, how tough and hard you are. Tough guy. And you ready to fight, or you could fight, or kill, or hurt somebody. You know, that type of thing. Really, that's not really toughness. That's really a very feminine attribute, although we'll get into that another time. We're supposed to, you know, make sure and balance the female from her. She's more emotional. So when she's in a tornado, we're supposed to, you know, be the balance where she can come and lay her shoulder on if she needs to be, you know, held, or she's going through an emotional crisis. She needs someone to talk to and get some things off of her. You know, so that's the idea there. Time we got. Okay, we just got a few more minutes. So I just wanted to come out for a few words. I'm not at my normal location, as I'm always on the go. I wasn't able to get any time the whole time in Cali at all. It was just on the go or resting to get ready to be on the go. So I just thought I'll just come out tonight and just share a few words, you know, put a couple of hints, ideas, and clues out and whatnot. All right, so with that said, we're going to go ahead and lock this out. Mathematical Science and Greatest of Days.